好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主恩够用。
God's grace is sufficient.
让我们常常能够活在神的话语当中。
And oftentimes we just live in God's words.
今天讲到的题目是坐船往意大利去。
The sermon title today is Sail for Italy.
刚好我们今年的短宣也要去意大利，对吧？
And also our mission journey, we to this time we will also go to Italy.
我们在北欧待两个礼拜左右，我们就要去意大利了。
So after we stay in Nordic country for about 2 weeks, then we will go to Italy.
好，我们开始讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and the praise.
你在历史上所留下的痕迹，让我们晓得你是如何在世上经过、走过，让我们看见过。
From all those the mark that in history, you just let us see that you've been through.
你借着使徒行传，让我们看见你的足迹是如何在我们眼前展现。
So in the book of Acts, you just revealed to us about how you just passed by that.
我们就知道你在。
And we know you are there.
你是无所不在的神。
And you're the God. You're just being with us.
求你借着今天保罗的行程继续的鼓励我们。
Please continue to encourage us through Paul's journey.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，坐船往意大利去。
Sail for Italy.
俗话说，天下没有不散的筵席啊。
So the so-called that there's no such thing as a feast that never ends.
保罗在该萨利亚住了两年多了。
Paul stayed in Caesarea for more than 2 years.
此时也仿佛到了曲散剧终的时候了。
At this time, it is time for the drama to end.
保罗的行程一直被去罗马的意象所引领。
Paul's journey has been guided by the vision of going to Rome.
甚至连罗马的巡抚菲斯都也积极配合。
And even the governor Festus actively cooperated to help Paul.
很清楚地看见他是在那里帮助保罗启程前往罗马。
So the governor was helping Paul set up for Rome.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
犹留百夫长同行。
Centurion and Julius that travel together.
犹留是谁呢？
So who's that? Julius.
为什么这么样一个人会被记载在圣经里边呢？
Why is his name recorded in the Bible?
不但是记载有那么一位百夫长，而且还把名字留下来了。
Not only was it recorded, but also his name.
我们知道圣经中凡是讲百夫长，好像都是正面形象，跟耶稣见面的百夫长也是好的。
Seems like the centurion, then we thought that it seems it's a good one.
那这个百夫长好像更加特别一点。
This centurion seems even more special.
他是一个非常与众不同的人物，对吧？
So he is a very unique person.
首先是菲斯都委派的百夫长。
First, the centurion appointed by Festus.
所谓百夫长，顾名思义就是军队当中带领100个人的职业军官嘛。
A centurion, as the name suggests, is a professional officer who leads 100 people in the Roman army.
平时就负责训练了。
So he's responsible for training.
暂时就负责指挥了。
And the temporary the command.
有的时候也会执行一些特殊的使命啦。
Sometimes he has some special mission.
那今天这位犹留百夫长呢，他就执行了巡抚派给他的一个特殊使命。
So today, this centurion Julius not only just left the name in the Bible, also he has the he was entrusted some important mission.
巡抚就差派他去，就带着保罗去。罗马了。
So he was appointed to take Paul to Rome.
我们发现这位百夫长不但是在圣经中留下了名字。
So this centurion not only left his name in the Bible.
而且还是巡抚菲斯都亲自选拔，托付与众人的。
But was also personally selected by the governor Festus and entrusted with important tasks.
我们好像发现神将一个认定保罗无罪的心思意念。放进了巡抚菲斯都的认知里边。
God put a heart and mind that believed Paul was not guilty into governor's cognition.
那么他所委派的百夫长当然也会拥有与他同样的认定，对不对？
Then the centurions he appointed would also have the same belief.
所以我们由此可见，发现上帝的恩典真是如此这般的细致，无微不至啊。
From this, we can see that the God's grace is just It's so fine and very kind.
正在处在捆锁中的保罗有神丰厚的恩典。
So Paul was in the bounding, but he has God's grace.
而上帝的恩典是可见的。
And also, God's grace is visible.
当然也有一些是不可见的，对吧？
Of course, some grace that's that invisible.
神要保罗去罗马，这我们都很清楚的。
We know it's very clear. God just told Paul to go to Rome.
可能保罗也想象不到，竟然他是以一种犯罪嫌疑人的身份前往罗马。
Maybe Paul did not expect that he would just go to Rome as a criminal suspect.
当我们心里边还在疑问的时候呢？
When we have this question,
我们就发现神原来在保罗一路上预备了丰富的恩典呐。
Then we realize God has prepared abundant grace for Paul along the way.
这个其实也是我们常常在祷告中祈求神同在的道理所在。
This is why we always ask for God's presence.
有的时候明明是一场非常严峻的危险。
So.Even though it seems like it's so dangerous.
但是有时候想象不到，哎，就过去了。
However, just out of expectation, and they just pass over this the danger.
可能明明面对要接受审判，接受捆锁。
Maybe obviously he would just face this the judgment and also
the prison. 突然间一个案子就那么结了。
However, and just out of the expectation, and they think the case is closed.
当然也有可能这案子不结，我们还需要去到。监狱里边去传福音，像保罗、彼得他们一样。
Of course, maybe the case is not closed, and Paul may just send you to prison to share the gospel.
这是我们经历神的一个眼睛的可以看见的。
So this is what we can see just from that from this.
从百夫长身上，我们看见了上帝与保罗同在的恩典。
From the centurion, we can see the grace that about God's presence.
其次呢，保罗不是一个人走啊。
Second, Paul didn't go by himself.
他是与别的囚犯同行啊。
Paul was traveling with other prisoners.
从该撒利亚有这种囚犯，有这种罪犯押往罗马是一件常态的事情啊。
So from Caesarea to Rome, and the prisoner was just sent there as very ordinary.
说明各地押解囚犯去罗马是一个日常运作的工作呀。
That explained that escorting prisoners from various places was a daily operation.
其实并不是专门为保罗一个人而设立的工作了。
So this is not a job specially set up for Paul alone.
这些别的囚犯在此行中的角色也很重要。
Those prisoners also played an important role in this trip.
所以路加在这里先埋下一个伏笔。
Therefore, Luke just laid the groundwork here.
那么这些别的囚犯到底有多少人呢？
Well, then how many are this and the other prisoners?
如果我们看后面的经文27章37节的记载来看呢
If we look at Acts chapter 27 verse 37
yeah, 同船的人一共是276人
So the people stay on the same ship as 276 people
那假设百夫长嘛军人就是100人咯
So let's say for the army there are like 100 people because it's a centurion.
当然指的包括百夫长在内的100人。
So including the centurion.
那船长、水手等等，大约是十个人吧。
So the captain and the sailor about 10 people.
所以有犯人身份的大概有150到160人之间吧，应该是。
Therefore, the prisoner, the number may be around 150 to 160.
他们这些人150-160人的命运将会因为他们与保罗同行而改变。
The destiny of these prisoners and their destiny would be changed because of their walk with Paul.
也未必是因为保罗有什么了不起的大的能力。
It's not because Paul has any kind of power.
乃是因为保罗为神所用而产生的生命的影响力。
But because Paul is used by God to have the influence.
盼望弟兄姐妹了解这两者之间的区别啊。
I hope brothers and sisters understand the difference.
好，最后是恩准保留上西顿停留。
Finally, kindly let Paul go to Sidon and stop there.
通常走船的极少是走大洋的正中央那么走过去，极少这么走的。
Usually for the sailing, they do not just go in the middle of the ocean.
特别是在那个古时候坐船，它是靠风帆嘛，谁在中间走，被风浪给打翻的。
Especially in ancient times, if they go to in the middle of the sea, it's very dangerous because it's by the wind.
一旦打翻了，在大海当中救无可救，死路一条的。
Because if something happened and they just said it's impossible to stay alive.
所以通常呢，他们是沿着海边去走的。
Therefore, they usually just sail along the seaside.
那保罗他们去罗马的行程也同样是沿着地中海先北上，然后再往西行，沿着海岸线走的。
Same as for Paul for this journey, it's just go north first and then it's go west.
那一当然就是为了安全嘛。
So first, That is for the safety.
二也是当时的惯常的行程的做法，没有什么特别的。
Secondly, it was usual itinerary as at that time.
从该萨利亚往北一走，很快就到达西顿了。
So from Caesarea, just go heading north, they will just encounter the Sidon.
要推罗西顿这个地方，我们并不陌生的。
We're not just unfamiliar with the Tyre and the Sidon.
要今天以色列要跟黎巴嫩真主党在打仗，就在那个位置上。
And today, Israel just fought with the Lebanon, and just at that place.
推罗西顿也曾几何时在历史上西顿王所建的那个海上的堡垒，那也是胜过了亚述和埃及帝国呀。
So the king of Sidon, he used to establish this a castle, and also it's very famous.
最后是被希腊的亚历山大大帝给完全给攻占了。
Later, it was just occupied just by the Alexander of Greece.
攻占的方法很简单。
And the way they just occupied is very simple.
他就把就是西顿原来在城里边的废墟东西填到海里边去。
They just put all those things and just in Sidon and just buried into the sea.
Yeah, 因为那个海上的堡垒离岸边只有十二三公里啊。
Because the castle just actually only 12-13 kilometers.
填着填着就变成一条大路通到岛上去了。
So they just buried just the castle and then just became just like a
所以说亚历山大大帝很厉害，说的就是这个道理。
So when we talk about the how great Alexander is, that's what it is.
这些在圣经里面都有记载啊。
So those are recorded in the Bible.
当然，西顿是巴勒斯坦通往亚细亚的陆路与水路的一个交通枢纽了。
Of course, Sidon was the transportation hub for land and water routes.For Palestine to Asia.
保罗和巴拿巴第一次宣教旅行从那个安提阿教会出来，就从西顿的口岸往前走了。
When Paul and Barnabas just traveled the first time, and they just go just from this.
可能一路上呢，百夫长和保罗有一些交通的时间，谈谈话呀，互相了解嘛。
So it may be that the centurion just have a communication with Paul on the way.
他就听说保罗在西顿有好朋友在那里啊。
He heard that Paul had a friend in Sidon.
安提阿教会的就在附近嘛。
And also the church Antioch is just nearby.
所以路加专门怎么记载呢？
So therefore Luke recorded.
他说第二天到了西顿，犹留宽待保罗，准他往朋友那里去，受他们的照应。
So, in the Bible says, the next day we put in at Sidon, and theJulius treated the Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be cared for.
有那么一点特殊化哦。
Sounds like very special, right?
有其他的犯人都在船上待着，不许下船的。
Because other prisoners, they just stay in the ships.
哎，保罗可以去这个安提阿教会探访会友，探访教会啊。
And he allowed Paul just to the church of Antioch to visit his friends.
我们如果看看地图，会发现西顿和大马色是同一个纬度的。
If we look at the map, Sidon is located on the same latitude.
那我们大概知道它是安提阿教会的所在地了。
So it is the seat of the Antioch Church.
所以这个地方算的是保罗的属灵生命的大本营啊。
At this place can be regarded as Paul's headquarters.
有一点点像我当年的挪威这么一个地方。
Pretty similar, just like at a time when I was in Norway.
我在挪威信主，在挪威开始服事，那在那里有很多的这个属灵上的连接嘛。
I received Christ in Norway, also served there, so I have the connection.
能够在受捆锁之时与教会弟兄姐妹团契，彼此分享，相互建立，这是何等大的恩典呢？
So what a grace it is to be able to fellowship with brothers and sisters in the church while in chains and share with each other.
所以不要小看在西顿保罗这一次停留，对他灵里边的建立是很大的帮助的。
Therefore, please do not overlook about Paul's stay at Sidon. Actually, it's helping him spiritually.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
预备亚历达古。
Prepare Aristarchus.
想想，上帝真的很恩待保罗。
God is so gracious to Paul.
去个意大利吧，预备百夫长，还预备亚历达古。
So when Paul went to Italy, God prepared.The centurion also Aristarchus.
那这个亚历达古又是谁呢？
Who is Aristarchus?
圣经说他是马其顿的帖撒罗尼迦人。
The Bible says that he was a Thessalonian from Macedonia.
Yeah, 马其顿又在哪里呢？
So where is the Macedonian?
Yeah, 大家对地中海的地理要有个基本的了解，好不好？
So we just have to have some basic understanding about the Mediterranean.
地中海有一个海叫做爱琴海哦。
So in the Mediterranean, and there's an Aegean Sea.
爱琴海不是 love 那个海，它是爱是就是 love， 琴是弹琴那个琴，爱琴海。
So that is Chinese translation, 爱琴海。
然后这个海呢就分出欧亚两边的界限了。
So the Aegean Sea just separate and the boundary for Asia.
跟我们今天的国际时事形势有关系的呢，就是这个爱琴海北端是通黑海的。
So Aegean Sea just connected to the Black Sea.
呀，黑海再往上就是乌克兰啦。
So the north of Black Sea, that's the Ukraine.
呀，然后到达乌克兰的东边就是克里米亚啦。
So the east of the Ukraine, and that is Crimea.
呀，乌克兰东边就是俄罗斯很想侵占的那个乌东那四个省啊。
So on the east of the Ukraine, that is the four provinces, and that Russia just want to occupy.
乌克兰是世界第四大粮仓啊。
Ukraine, that is the fourth greatest farm.
它的粮食是供给埃及，供给非洲很多这样的地方的。
And it's also supply and for Egypt.
所以一打仗呢，那个粮食运不出来，影响全世界的这个粮食供应啊。
If there's a battle, and then they're not able to just transport and those food.
那从乌克兰，黑海再经过爱琴海才能到地中海嘛。
From Black Sea to Aegean Sea, then they can go to Mediterranean.
啊，到达地中海才有可能把粮食给运到大西洋、太平洋等等不同的地方啊。
So they need to go through the Mediterranean Sea in order to go to the Arctic Ocean.
啊，大概了解一下这么个地方就好。
So just have let's have some basic understanding in the geography.
那么在爱琴海的北端呢，现在是一个很重要的城市啦。
So.North of the agency, there's a very important city.
今天叫做伊斯坦布尔啦。
And today it's called Istanbul.
那当年那个地方呢，是东罗马帝国的那个亚历山三大城在那里啊，很重要的就是那个港在那里，是欧亚的分界线就在那里了。
So during that time, and back then, and that is the boundary of the Asia and the Europe.
好，大概了解一下这个地理吧。
So that's an understanding about this. The geography.
那么在爱琴海的北端呢，刚好就是马其顿的地方啊。
So on the kingdom of Macedonia, and this is northwest end of the Aegean Sea.
而当年的亚历山大就是马其顿国王的这个皇帝嘛，国王嘛。
And so Alexander, that's the king of the Macedonia.
而这个地方其实就是希腊的帝国了。
Actually, that's the Empire of Greece.
当然要详细讲的话呢，它跟雅典的希腊人又有些不一样了。
To speak detail, actually, they're just different from the Greeks and the Greeks.
雅典的希腊人就比较相对看起来感觉比较文雅一点了。
So the Greeks in ancient, actually, they're just a little, just more proper.
他们看北边马其顿的这个希腊人呢，比较野蛮一点。
If they look at the Macedonian on the north, seems like they're more like a barbarian.
好了，不详细讲了。一离开这个讲章，有的时候就容易 out of control 了呀。
So sorry, we just go do not just go outside of our today's sermon.
那么亚里达古这个人有什么特别呢？
So how special is Aristarchus?
圣经为什么如此高调地介绍这个人呢？
What does the Bible seem to introduce him in a high profile?
圣经又是如何介绍这个人的呢？
How does the Bible introduce him?
首先介绍他是马其顿人亚里达古。
First, Aristarchus, the Macedonian.
讲起马其顿，其实当地人都有些小尴尬的。
Speaking of the Macedonian, it's a bit of embarrassing.
因为马其顿这个地方刚好夹在希腊与波斯帝国之间了。
Because it is just sandwiched between Greece and the Persia.
它是在历史上常常是左右摇摆，不知所措的。
So this place in history, it just kind of swings just from the left and right. It's just not how to do.
直到公元前的336年，亚历山大继位的时候呢，
It was not until Alexander succeeded to the throne in 336 BC
才开启了希腊帝国的辉煌年代啊。
That the glorious era of the Greek Empire began.
我猜这个亚里达古或许也继承了希腊人的 特别是马其顿人的这个英雄气概吧。
I guess Aristarchus may have also inherited the heroic spirit.
Yeah, 他们希腊人是不惧艰难 困苦啊。
Because a Greek said that was not afraid of.
这个亚里达古的一直陪伴在保罗的身边呢。
And he just stayed with Paul.
如果我们看使徒行传十九章的记载来看呢
？According to the record in Acts chapter 19.
呀，亚里达古大概是保罗第三次的宣教旅行的时候呢，在以弗所开始就跟随保罗了。
Aristarchus began to follow Paul when he was in Ephesus on Paul's third mission journey.
而以弗所就在亚细亚，对吧？
Ephesus is in Asia.
亚细亚的一个首府嘛，省府就在那里了。
So there's a capital there.
所以说呢
，Therefore，
这个亚里达古从亚细亚去到雅盖亚，雅盖亚就希腊了。
So for Aristarchus, he just went from Asia to Achaia. That is
actually Greece. 从亚洲到欧洲了。
That means from Asia to Europe.
然后再从马其顿又去到耶路撒冷。
And then from Macedonia to Jerusalem.
然后从耶路撒冷又去了该撒利亚。
Then from Jerusalem to Caesarea.
这一次呢，又要从该撒利亚陪伴保罗一直到罗马了。
Until this time, from Caesarea to Rome.
这个亚里达古一直陪伴保罗在左右啊。
All the way, Aristarchus was by Paul's side.
呀，其次是同心同德，同行同住啊。
Secondly, traveling together with one heart and one mind.
呀，圣经说菲斯都既然定规了。
The Bible says Festus has decided.
叫我们坐船往意大利去。
For us to sail to Italy.
这里边呢，我这个这里所说的我们，应该包括这个使徒行行传的作者路加在内了。
So in the Bible described about we, I think it also include.Luke.
一路同行的船上应该是路加、亚里达古和保罗三个人。
So when they go together, it should include Luke, Aristarchus.
所以因为是路加执笔，所以他不写自己的名字，所以他用我们这个词一笔带过了。
Because it was Luke who wrote this the Bible, he did not write his name.
我们从他笔下所记载来看呢
？So from Luke's record,
我们看见亚里达古与保罗团队。彼此契合的速度与融洽度来看呢
？Judging from the speed and the harmony with which Aristarchus and Paul's team,
这个亚里达古非常有可能是，是多年几代人生活在海外的犹太人。
Aristarchus may have been a Jew who had lived overseas for many generations.
圣经记载他是陪伴到保罗到最后的人。
The Bible records that he was the one who accompanied Paul to the end.
甚至陪伴到罗马尼禄皇帝的时候呢，在罗马为主殉道，所以说亚里达古是这样的一个人物。
Until Paul was martyred for the Lord in Rome when the Emperor Nero came to power.
呀，保罗在腓利门书称亚里达古为自己亲爱的同工。
Paul calls Aristarchus his fellow worker.
他称亚里达古是与我一同坐监的那一位。
Paul also mentioned Aristarchus is my fellow prisoner.
在哥罗西书中，保罗说他是叫我心里得安慰的那一位。
In Colossians, Paul said that he was the comforter of my soul.
你生命当中有没有那么一位是让你心里得安慰的呢
？Is there anyone in your life that comfort your soul?
呀，可能也有，对吧
？Maybe you do, right?
呀，我记得我女儿小的时候，她常常令我得安慰。
I remember.And my daughter was very young, and she always just comfort my heart.
呀，师母生弟弟生西恩哥哥的时候呢，在医院里住的时间长一点。
So when the time when my wife just had delivered our son, and she stayed in the hospital for a longer time.
然后我回家从医院回来，心里比较难过，就在睡房里边真的郁郁寡欢，在那里。忧伤落泪啊
So when I came home and from the hospital and at home, I was kind of upset and I was weeping.
所以女儿就过来跟我讲了，爸爸妈妈虽然不在你身边，但是你还有我呀。
And my daughter just said to me, Daddy, even though mom is not by our side, but you have me.
她仿佛一直都是爸爸心中的那个小棉袄了。
Seems like she just the little just close jacket that is for me.
当然，只是拿女儿做个例子，让我心里得安慰的是很多弟兄姐妹的。
Of course, my daughter is just an example, and I also have the brother sisters to comfort me.
啊，师母就是一位令我安慰的姐妹。
And my wife, and she's the one and the sister who comfort.
她的安静，她的谦卑服侍，总是在鼓励和安慰我。
Her quietness and her humble serving always encouraged me.
好，最后是圣经是三次提到这个人呐。
Finally, the Bible mentioned this man three times.
我们发现亚历达古其实就是一个籍籍无名的小人物。
We just noticed Aristarchus was originally just a little known figure.
但是他却被圣经三次提到他的名字啊。
However, he was named three times by the Bible.
会不会他有什么丰功伟绩呢？
Will he have any great achievements?
会不会是我们忽略了什么事情呢？
Or are we overlooking something?
我反复考察了之后呢？
After I just repeatedly just investigated,
我得出一个什么结论，你知道吗？
You know what kind of conclusion I got?
我得出的结论是亚里达古之所以被圣经记载三次啊。
So I just noticed the reason why Aristarchus was recorded three times in the Bible.
还恰恰就是因为他的微不足道。
It is just precisely because of his insignificance.
他不求名，不登利，极力的隐藏自己。
He does not seek fame or gain, tries his best to hide himself.
我们仿佛看见他的心智就是立志做一个小人物啊。
And it seems like he just determined just to be a small figure.
努力做一个普通人。
Be an ordinary person.
如果要去布道的话呢？
If just go to share the gospel.
他绝不会打出一个名号来，说是某某某某人的布道团。
He would not just like just to proclaim, and that is that.Just go by his name to do the gospel mission.
有的时候我想我那么每年我都去短宣世界各地到处走。
And it reminds me that every year I just go just overseas to do the mission.
有一次有一个念头进到我的心里边。
One time, and there's a thinking just come to my mind.
要不要打一个招牌是王保罗宣教团啊？去到欧洲，去到什么地方？去到台湾，去到亚洲，去到不同地方。要不要做这件事呢？
And so this that it just asking me, do you want to just use your name and just to say that so-called it's Paul Wong's and the mission team?
这个念头一出来，圣灵就击打，不可以。
So once I have this mindset, and the Holy Spirit just strike me, said no.
我也马上跪在谁面前，我主啊，感谢你让我不是无感的人呐、啊。
And I just kneel down to pray to the Lord. Yes, and God, I just don't want to be the person who's indifferent to you.
Yeah, 不是对圣灵的提醒毫无感觉。
It's not without any feeling about the calling of the
Spirit. 人在什么样的情况下会变得对圣灵的提醒无感呢？
In what kind of circumstance a person will be indifferent to the calling of the Holy Spirit?
就是老我过于膨胀嘛。
That is, and will we just explode our old self too much?
传福音、做见证、布个道本身就是一个无用的仆人做了当做的事情嘛。
And to share the gospel and preach God's word, it's just that the little humble servant just to fulfill his that.And he's supposed to do.
你何德何能还要彰显出自己的名字呢？
So why just that expose your name?
Yeah, 这个真是求神怜悯了。
May God just give us his mercy.
这个亚里达古他的生命给了我们一个很美好的见证。
Aristarchus' life just show us a very wonderful testimony.
就是努力做一个普通人。
So just try your best to be an ordinary person.
这个其实跟人的老我是彼此相撞的。
This is just conflict with our old sinful nature.
Yeah, 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们发现他生命有一样东西是实实在在讨了神的喜悦的。
There was one thing in his life that pleased God.
这样东西就是忠心啊。
And that is a faithfulness.
是对主忠心。
Be faithful to God.
人如果没有对主忠心的话呢？
If a person is not faithful to God.
也就不可能在团队中与教会同心。
Then it is impossible to be of the same mind as a church and a team.
也就不可能做保罗团队的同工了。
And it is impossible to be a co-worker of Paul's team.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
第三点是登上去罗马的船。
Boarding the ship to Rome.
呀，今天的经文当中出现了若干与船有关的字句。
In today's scripture, there are several words related to ships.
那值得我们单单列出来，来一起来聊一下。
So,They are worth for mentioning separately.
首先第一个呢是亚大米田的船。
First, a ship of Adramiton.
第二节怎么说呢？
Let's look at the first two.
他说有一只亚大米田的船要沿着亚西亚一带的地方海边行走。
The verse says, there was a ship of Adramiton which was going to go along the seashore in Asia.
这是一句行话了。
Actually, that's just kind of the sentence. It's understood by people.
Yeah, 这句话在当时航海或者走海路的人，大家都听得懂的一句行话。
And the people who were sailing and traveling by sea, and they understand that.
那这个亚大米田在什么位置上呢
？So where is the Adramyttan located?
它其实位于亚细亚省西南海岸特罗亚南边的一个海港。
Adramyttan was a seaport.Located south of Troas on the southwestern coast of Asia Minor.
这个特罗亚在哪里呢
？So where's Troas?
特罗亚是这保罗短宣区宣教旅的很出名的一个地方。
Troas is a very famous place in Paul's mission.
其实也就是从黑海经过爱琴海，准备进入地中海的一个关键的一个港湾了。
It's a key harbor from the Black Sea to Aegean Sea to Mediterranean Sea.
记得有一个少年人听保罗讲到从楼上摔下来，记得吧？就是这个特罗亚这个地方。
So do you remember there's a guy and he listened to Paul's preaching and then fell down from the floor, and that is at Troas.
Yeah, 百夫长没有找到从该萨利亚直达罗马的船。
The centurion did not find a ship that led directly from Caesarea to Rome.
却找到可以通往亚大米田的船呢。
But he found a ship that led.To the field of Adramyttan.
而且重要的是，这条船是当时沿海航行的一个习惯。
The important thing is that the ship was going to follow the coastal sailing custom at that time.
就是如果他们沿着亚细亚一带的海边行走的话呢
？Which means if they just go along the coast of Asia.
要特别是到达亚大米田的时候呢，要找到去罗马的船是不难的。
Especially when they arrived at Adramyttan, and that way, and this way, it would not be difficult to find a ship that changes to Rome on the way.
所以看看当时圣经把这一个地名的船，因为去那里嘛，就以那个地名为一个船的船号来命名这条船的名字。
So because for this that they go to the place and they just name the ship with the place.
或者说明这个船的所属的地方是在哪里。
Or they just mention where the ship.Belong to, they use
好
the name.
其次呢是亚历山大的船
Secondly, a ship of Alexandria
圣经怎么说呢
How does the Bible say?
圣经说过了基利加庞菲利亚前面的海就到了吕加的美拉
The Bible says that when they had sailed across the open sea along the coast of the Cilicia and the Pamphylia and they came to Myra in Lycia
那米加又是什么地方呢
So what is the place of the
美拉又是什么地方呢
？What kind of place is Myra？
美拉从地理位置上来看呢，就是亚细亚的差不多就是正南端了。
So from a geographical point of view, Myra in Lycia is the southernmost point of Asia province.
我们知道当时埃及是罗马帝国的粮仓嘛
？At that time, that actually Egypt was the granary of the Roman Empire.
而埃及运粮船每一次去意大利的时候，必经这个吕加的美拉了。
Also, the ships transporting grains would always stop by at Myra in Lycia.
所以从这个地理位置上来看呢，我们会发现百夫长是一个蛮有经验的军官了。
Look at the geographical area, it is not difficult to imagine that the centurion was an experienced officer.
他对往返于罗马的海路非常熟悉啊。
He was very familiar with the sea routes.To and from Rome.
按照百夫长的经验呢
？According to the centurion's experience,
在美拉遇见往返罗马与埃及的船，应该是大概率的事情。
It should be a high probability to encounter a ship traveling between Rome and Egypt in Myra.
所以呢，功夫不负有心人呐、
啊。Sure enough, the hard work paid off.
他真的百夫长就在美拉见到了一艘亚历山大号的船。
There, the centurion saw a ship belonging to Alexandria.
而且这个船呀，刚好就要去意大利。
And this ship was going to Italy.
就是要去罗马。
To Rome.
所以，百夫长就带领大家上了这条船了。
Therefore, centurion just guided all of the people to go to get on board.
好，最后是停泊在加奥休整了。
Finally, they docked at Fair Havens for repairs.
上了船就遇到拦阻的风啦。
When they got on the ship, they encountered a blocking wind.
呀，从他们这个行程上来看呢
？Looking at their journey itinerary.
呀，其实自从离开了西顿，就一直没有遇到顺风了。
In fact, There has been no favorable wind since leaving Sidon.
这里仿佛预表了保罗此行不容易啊，风险不断啊。
It seems to indicate that Paul's journey was not easy and full of risks.
呀，离开了美拉之后呢
？After leaving Mira,
就沿着亚细亚省的南端有一个地方叫做，格尼土往南走了。
So they moved to south along to Sinaitis.
那他们到了什么地方呢？
Where did they arrive?
有一个地方很出名的。
There's a place very famous.
就是今天属于希腊的一个克里特岛。
So that is the and the belong to the Greek island of Crete.
这个岛，如果你去希腊旅行的话呢，大概率你会碰到这个岛。
If you travel to Greece and you will just meet to go to this island.
这个岛呢是被称为是地中海上的第五大岛。
Crete is called the fifth largest island in the Mediterranean.
呀，不要小看这个岛哦。
Do not overlook this small island.
这个岛可以称得上是古老的希腊乃至整个西方文明的源头，就在这里。
So this island is the source of ancient Greece and also even the Western civilization.
希腊的哲学家前面的有不是有三大家吗？苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德吗？在这三大家之前还有七大。哲学的始祖来自这里。
So, even before the three famous, the Greek philosopher, also there are like the seven, and the people ahead of them.
那路加的笔下将我们的眼光停顿在这片土地上。
So Luke's description of just stop our eyes on this land.
我相信一定有神的美意的。
I believe there must have God's good intention.
在这个充满鸣礁、暗湿、狂风骤起的大海中。
And this sea full of bright reefs, dark rocks, and the turbulent winds.
要未知的危险与显而未见的危机四伏，保罗真的需要安静祷告。
With the unknown dangers and the obvious There's a crisis at everywhere. Paul
他们需要在这个克里特岛的加奥港上安静等候神的心意。
They really just need to just be quiet and just wait for the Lord at this light island.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天这堂道是很特别。
Today's sermon is very so special.
是一堂在行程中的道。
It's a sermon about the journey.
是一堂没有发生什么惊天动地的事情的道。
So it's a today's message. There's nothing really big happen.
却是风险的危机四处都埋伏在身边的一堂道。
So it just is the dangers and the also the crisis hidden.
圣经给我们的信息让我们知道坐船去意大利是有风险的。
So the sermon just tells us that to take the ship to Italy and there's a risk.
然而在一切所经过的事情属神的人都必有神的带领
However, with all the things that they go through and there's a God's guidance
那么请问接下来保罗这一船人将要遇到什么样的风险呢
So next, for the deposit boatload of people what kind of danger they would encounter
那他们在风险当中又如何去靠主增强自己的信心呢
Under those kind of a dangerHow do they just count on God to gain their faith?
以致神让我们看见真诚的这一船人的拯救啊。
And just let us see, actually, this just become a salvation of the boatload of people.
我们求神怜悯吧。
May God give His mercy.
让我们听懂这一堂道。
Let us understand today's message.
让我们联想到自己的生命。
Also connect with our life.
如何去完成自己生命的使命。
How to fulfill the mission in our life.
求主继续的帮助和带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你的爱在我们当中。
Your love is in us.
你的圣灵与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit is with us.
求神继续的带领和帮助我们。
Lord, please continue to guide us and help us.
愿神继续在我们当中掌王权、居首位。
May you continue to have your sovereignty in us.
让我们晓得在自己生命的加奥港当中。寻求神你的美意。
So let us just seek your will at just the harbor.
我们经过美拉也有看见神的供应。
When we just pass by Mira, we see your providence.
我们也为到神你为我们预备的留有百夫长，我们献上感谢。
We also just give the thanksgiving heart to you for this centurion that Julia.
也为到你在我们身边安排有像亚里达古这样的同工。 我们献上我们满心的感谢。
Lord, we also thank you for the coworker you provided, just like the person, like Aristarchus.
其实还有一个无名英雄，就是路加医生一直陪伴在保罗的身边。
Also, there's a little figure, actually, that is Luke, the doctor, who's the by Paul's side.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你听我们以上不配的祷告。
We thank you for our prayer.
好了，我们真的可以尊主为大。
So we can just really honor you.
谢谢恩主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.